This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we get into our main topic today, which is, we all knew that this was coming. You just heard it during the break, friends, as to what's going on over in Israel. And what's happening in Israel right now, friends, they're trying to convince people here that they're all getting vaccinated. They just said that they're going to have all the adults vaccinated by the end of April. Well, the fact of the matter is this is the information that they're withholding from you. The individuals that live in Israel right now, friends, 70% of the people in Israel right now are saying no to the vaccination. But they're selling it to you as your best friends, Israel. Right? They're selling it to you that everybody's going along with it, when in fact that is the most untrue thing that's being sold to you right now, friends. 70% of those in Israel right now are saying no to the vaccination, okay? Along with the military, along with a high percentage of healthcare workers, along with other countries on a global scale, friends, are denouncing and defying criminal government for what they're trying to perpetuate concerning the vaccinations today. That was untrue, what you just heard, and I just wanted to make sure that you understood, again, that you're being lied to by the mainstream media. And look how they sell it, friends. It's like the war. Now they're talking about a war with Iran, and you all know how to end wars, right? Just tell the politicians if they want a war, you're going to send them. That's how you end a war. But it's interesting. The same way they sell wars to you are the same way that they're selling vaccinations to you, friends. They're going to sit there and tell you how bad the dictator in Iran is, or Iraq, or Syria, or whatever country they so choose to attack, and funding and filling up the coffers of their friends in the military industrial complex, right? They're going to sit there and sell to you how those dictators need to be dealt with. But don't forget, America, the greatest dictators that you have are in Washington, D.C. right now, and they need to be lawfully dealt with, period. Call it what you will, but this is an issue of the rule of law, okay? They're telling you that Iran needs to be dealt with now, and they're going to take your kids and they're going to send them to another unconstitutional war because they're going to get you to believe somehow or another that you're under the threat of Iran, okay? Now, Iran is probably one of those countries, like many others, that are saying no to a global order. And they're defying the globalists, okay? The same way that the American people should. But the American people have been desensitized by the same useful idiots in the mainstream media to believe that it's just a theory when they talk about a global war or a global order, friends. The fact of the matter is, that doesn't work anymore, okay? So they're going to have to come up with something new, friends. And I suggest that the new plan here is that the American people take hand, corrupt politicians, and begin to deal with them. If you want to make America great again, friends, deal with corrupt politicians. You have provision in the U.S. Constitution, okay? And it's called Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. I just thought I would highlight the fact that, once again, you are being lied to. Now, before we get to the main topic, it is coming to our front door here. And the main topic is, we all knew that this day was coming. They're selling it to you that people all over the globe are taking the vaccinations. And now they're getting their vaccine passports. Do you hear what's going on here, friends? As a matter of fact, just this morning, I wrote an article on the CDC, and I'll cover that in just a couple of minutes. But it's interesting, and again, we knew the pill and the jam at the very offset of this whole pandemic as to what they meant to do. They're attempting to corral everybody into taking the vaccination, and if not, then you're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criminalized. And this is where they're going. And I want to tell you what's happening, friends. They're testing you, America. You are being tested right now to see how far they can go with you. If the American people would have stood up like they did 10 years ago and said, absolutely not, we're not going along with this, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here right now. The Russians, they have a slogan that if you feel the opposition, the enemies, that they're soft and they're like mushrooms, well, the socialists, the communists, right, the minions of the devil and of hell say, you know what, you need to proceed. The people are letting you do it, so keep doing it. The people are soft, so keep trampling over the top of them. And see, this is what the American people have done. They've given them just permission to keep going on. Now what are they talking about? Well, if you don't take the vaccination, then you're not going to go back to normal concerning your freedoms and your life. Well, I just highlighted an article this morning. The CDC offers freedom back to the people, but I'm here to tell you, friends, it's not theirs to give or to take. It's not theirs to give or to take. It's an important issue, friends, as to what we're dealing with. By the way, that slogan goes, if you feel mush, proceed, from the communists. They said also on the other side of that, if you feel steel, retreat. America and Americans, they're not feeling your steel. You're giving them approval with consent, by pretending along and going along with them. But see, again, friends, the truth of the matter is if it was as easy as they want you to believe it is, why do they need to use Yale University to manipulate the people into taking vaccinations? If it's genuine, friends, the way they want you to believe, then why are they trying to force you into taking it? And if you don't, then you're going to lose your job. Do you see the totalitarianism that's being played out here, friends? It's absolutely ridiculous. It truly is. By the way, if you want to check that article out, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted it this morning. The CDC now offering freedom back to the people. It's not theirs to give or to take. I'll highlight that in just a couple of minutes. But before I get to that, when you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, do remember, friends, that there's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Okay? There's radio links. Okay, you can also like us if you wouldn't mind, if you like us. There's also shopping links. You can get T-shirts that strike up conversations. There's dog tags, hats, so on and so forth. Just for the record, it's all on you. Okay, and I say this with a smile on my face. You requested it. We gave it to you, and we appreciate your orders. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, and you can order up. If you can also check us out over there if you'd like to become a son or a daughter of liberty over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. That would be great. That's how we support ourselves in keeping us out there, and thank you for keeping us out there. But if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you just go to the right side of the page. There is social media platforms. Go ahead and click onto it. My show, which is the afternoon show, and Tim Brown's, which is the morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to highlight a couple other people that just picked us up. Here's Live Free TV. They just picked us up. This is us on the front page. We totally appreciate your support and your trust, and also wanted to let you know that we got a new affiliate. I will get to that in just a moment as I can find it, and I'm going to hit off on some videos for you, namely Ben Stein suffering from severe side effects. Folks, can you make up stupid? Oh, just wait until you see and hear this one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Three Rivers Broadcasting in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Three Rivers Broadcasting, we thank you for your trust. Welcome aboard. By the way, friends, those that are watching and those 135 cities that are listening to us right now, if you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can listen on demand there. Not hard to find. Also scroll down and you can see all of our current affiliates, which equal about 135 across the United States of America. Also broadcasting into 53 cities as well. And again, we thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country, especially during the weekends. It's always between us and Alex Jones. I don't know why, but if you want to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and go over to GCN or go over to Genesis Communication Networks, you can find us over there as well. As a matter of fact, what I'll do it right now for you just to show those that are actually abroad or watching. And with that said, I think I'm just going to give it a pass, folks. I got a lot to get to here, but I will do this for you because people constantly say, Bradley, it's really hard to get a hold of you. Where are you at? Oh, my goodness, friends. How many times do I need to say it? Go ahead. Go over to Genesis Communication Networks. You can actually put this app on your phone and listen to us whenever you so desire. Again, on Genesis Communication Networks. Also want to let you know when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, really quick, go ahead and check it out. Go to the right side, join us on Top Chat on the social media platforms, which is right here for those that can see me. And for those that can't, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on that page. Subscribe on the page and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page there. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. And friends, from that point on, you can join us on Top Chat and or give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, before we get over to our main topic here, what I want to do is I want to show you this video because, friends, Gateway Pundit actually brought it out. I used to think this guy was pretty level-headed, and I get let down all the time. And this shows you men that have a mind of the reprobate without discernment to judge right and wrong. And what we have here is American writer, lawyer, actor, and comedian Ben Stein, who posted a video this week warning Americans about the side effects of the Moderna COVID vaccine booster shot. According to Stein, he was horribly sick for days following the injection. This is what he said. He said, "I had the COVID booster by Moderna 4 or 5 days ago, and I'm still feeling wild side effects from it, like I have the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue, extreme irrational thinking." Whoa! And this is all supposed to be good for us, right? This is what they want you to believe. And it has just been devastating, said none other than Ben Stein. I'm going to go ahead and play this audio for you and video. Go ahead, enjoy this. But, folks, listen to the confusion throughout the short, it's actually a minute video, throughout the duration of the short video.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans, or whatever you are. I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it, like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, a dizziness, fatigue,
listen,
extremely irrational thinking. It has just been devastating. I'm glad I got it. Sort of glad. I don't know. A little bit glad.
Did anybody catch this?
But it has just got to be told to the people, us people, that this booster is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you, literally.
Oh, it will.
It is very, very strong. Beware.
Okay, folks, honestly, can we just go back to that again? And let me just do the reading here, okay, rather than having old Benny tell us. "I've had the COVID booster by Moderna 4 or 5 days ago. And I'm still feeling wild side effects from it, like I have the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue, extreme irrational thinking, and it has just been devastating. But I'm glad I got the vaccination." Oh, my goodness. That is irrational. Oh, my goodness, friends. Romans 1:22. Check it out when you get a moment. You can't make this kind of stuff up. What I wanted to do is also show my friends, this is a brand new report, but what we have is we have CDC, Center for Disease Control, right, we're told, 1,265 dead, 25,212 injured through the experimental COVID mRNA vaccines, and this is all the way up to date as of February 26, 2021. I'm just waiting for somebody to say something, right? Yeah. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. And when you stay to the Word of God, you're of a sound mind. Sound means without error. When you stick to the Constitution, you know which is right and which is wrong. And we know there's a whole lot of wrong going on in the country today, don't we? We can see this. Hey, folks, I said at the offset of the show today, the CDC offers freedom back to the people. Hey, friends, again, I'm here to tell you it's not theirs to give or to take. I've said it 100 times. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And here we are. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Since when did the CDC become some sort of elective legislative branch in the United States government? Do you see what's happening? They're circumventing. It's the same thing with Bill Gates. When I continuously point out to the American people, he's not an elected representative, yet he's setting the narrative. He's not been given delegated authority from we the people to do the things that he's doing. The only reason he's doing it is because he's getting away with it. That's why he's doing it. And now here comes the CDC. Same thing with this WHO. Same thing with Anthony Fauci in that order. And then it goes on to Big Pharma and Western medicine. Again, it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, that these people don't have the same information that the rest of us have. Well, it doesn't profit them. And I ask you, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? To all those people that are selling their people out like a bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48. It's not going to work out well for you, and it's not going to work out well for us if we just keep ignoring this and letting them push the envelope. I want to go to this really quick. On Monday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention came out with a press release. Listen carefully on what they call the first set of guidelines on how fully vaccinated people can safely visit with others. I kid you negative. The first set of guidelines on how fully vaccinated people can safely visit with others. If people could really see behind the curtain, which I continuously move over so you can see through it with my words and my visuals here, by the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, that breaks the yoke of bondage, giving you eyes to see and ears to hear. You know, just this last week, me and my wife, we pay attention to what's going on a global scale, what's happening over in UK right now. So we'll get a report from the UK. What's going on over in France? We'll check out France. What's going on over in China? It's interesting. Nobody's masked up in China, but they are over at the UK right now because they're forcing vaccinations, and they're telling the people that if you want your life to go back to normal, then you're going to have to take the vaccination. Not just one, but two. Who set that narrative? Bill Gates did. Why is the CDC taking orders from Bill Gates, who's not a qualified physician? Why is anybody listening to the narrative that's being sold to us on a global basis? Okay, so anyways, going back to my point, we went over to Hawaii. We wanted to see what Hawaii looked like. Besides a ghost town, we watched a little video on two people that went over there. And folks, I'm telling you what, it was like they worked for the CDC or something. They were all happy to get on a plane for 8 hours and put a mask on. That doesn't work, saith the manufacturers. They were all excited about taking a test before they went over to Hawaii from California. And I'm talking about 8 hours from Minnesota. It's 3.5 hours from California where they flew out of, by the way. But they were all happy about it. And once they got to Hawaii, guess what happened, friends? They had to take another test, so they go through a little tent, and the doctor, they would have you believe, takes a long Q-tip on a wooden stick and jams it up their nose, and they do it with a smile on their face, saying that they're just being team players. Do you see how this all rolls out, friends? So they can get others that will take it to turn on others that won't take it? You see how this works, right? Oh, they're all happy about it. It was a guy and a girl. So all of a sudden, they start walking through this huge, huge hotel. Folks, I mean, it was a resort, was like humongous. She even brings up how big it is. Nobody's there. Then they bring us into their room after they were COVID negative, right? They could live their own lives again with a mask on by force. I'm going to finish this story in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News. The administration is offering protections to people leaving a communist country.
The Biden administration will offer protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will be eligible to receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled from in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the United States until conditions improve in their home country. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
America's small business owners seem to be a bit more optimistic about the future. The Small Business Optimism Index saw a slight increase last month, but it's still below the 47-year average. The index, released on Tuesday, shows the economic recovery is uneven for small businesses. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, I can only, hey friends, I can only do what I can do, just for the record. 1-866-582-9933. I was just looking during the break as to what's going on. By the way, if you're on social media platforms, I know a lot of people don't like the commercials. That's why I'm navigating through the sites to show you what's available. But I thought about what I just highlighted, and I heard in passing the money that Bill Gates has made since this fraud has been perpetuated upon the people on a global basis. The mainstream media said, okay, so I would say that the numbers are probably low, but Bill Gates turns $10 billion into $200 billion. Okay? $10 billion into $200 billion. And I think people need to begin to understand as to what's going on here. Again, those that are selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccination. And here's one of those, I told you so, and I'm telling you what, I'm getting more of an attitude with what I am telling you when I am saying, I told you so. It's not something I like to say, but you know what? Sometimes, folks, you just got to love people a little bit harder than others. In other words, to get them awakened to the danger in which we are in. Psalm 11. 1911. Check that out when you get a moment. Also check out Revelations 3. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Let's get back to the CDC offering freedom back to the people. Just think about this, friends. You have the CDC offering people to go back to normal, offering freedom to the people if they take both of the vaccinations. This is what we knew it was coming. Okay? We knew it was coming. Listen to this. Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued its first set of recommendations on activities that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can safely resume. Listen carefully. Friends, listen to the wording. The new guidance, which is based on the latest science, baloney, includes recommendations for how and when a fully vaccinated individual can visit with other people who are fully vaccinated and with other people who are not vaccinated. This guidance represents a first step towards returning to everyday activities in our communities. The CDC will update these recommendations as more people are vaccinated, rates of the COVID-19 in the community change, and additional scientific evidence becomes available. Okay? Folks, they are literally hammering the propaganda into your heads all day long. They want to remind you that you better take your vaccination, because if you don't, this is what may happen. You may die. When again, friends, statistically, just the opposite is true. The people that are taking the vaccine, more people are dying from that than those that aren't, right? It's just like the mask. You're told by the propagandist in the mainstream media, 80% of the people that are taking and taking advice from the CDC and wearing their masks, hey, I just want to tell you that 80% of those people never get sick. The exact opposite is true. 80% of the people that are wearing masks are the ones that are getting sick. This is why you need to understand that what you're dealing with right now is a dangerous precedent, friends, if you allow them to continuously set it. Okay? It needs to be put down. The CDC, going back to, we know that people want to get vaccinated. You hear this? We know that people want to get vaccinated so they can get back to doing the things they enjoy with the people they love. I'm not asking you for permission to live my life the way that I've always lived it. Who said this? The director of Rochelle P. Walensky, MD, MPH. Folks, I don't care how smart they are. If they can't tell the truth, they're worthless. And these people are worthless. Okay? There are some activities that fully vaccinated people can begin to resume now in their own homes. Oh, listen to the wording, friends. They can now begin to resume now in their own homes? Oh, okay. In other words, you have to ask them permission for everything that you do. Not. Everyone, even those who are vaccinated, should continue with all the mitigation strategies when in public settings. All the science evolves and more people get vaccinated. We will continue to provide more guidance to help fully vaccinated people safely resume more of their activities. Hey, folks, here, can I just tell you? I haven't changed a thing about my life outside of the fact that I am not flying anymore, because those big corporations are enforcing what the government cannot. That's called a fascist state, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? That's the only thing different that we're doing here. And they're trying to do their best to block every gate of normal living for the people in this country. But thank God there's people rising up all over the country, all over the world. Listen to a couple of these recommendations, and notice the words like requirement, which isn't law, recommendations, which are not law. Okay, they put it nicely, but what they really are telling you, friends, is our corporate buddies are going to enforce this regardless if you like it or not. So let me give you a couple of these, okay? Visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or staying 6 feet apart. Now, if I'm right in saying this, which I know I am, someone just shared with me, oh, that's right, it was Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Does anybody realize that during satanic sacrifice and satanic meetings, do you know that they wear masks? Do you also know that they distance 6 feet apart? I just want to make sure everybody's aware as to the game that they're being played. You're the pawn. You're the ones that are being played. So during satanic ceremonies, they are wearing masks and they are standing 6 feet apart. Okay? There's nothing that goes on behind closed doors that wouldn't surprise me anymore, friends. But again, these people are daring the justice of God and they want you to be a part of their game. Now, let me go on here. CDC requirements. Okay, stay at least 6 feet from people you do not live with. Avoid medium and large-sized in-person gatherings. Get tested if experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, right? Follow guidance issued by individual employers. You see what they're doing? The employers that have taken money from the state, where it wasn't the state to take our money to give it to them in the first place, they took the dictates from the state. So in other words, instead of these business owners turning and saying to the governor, you don't have any lawful authority to make me do anything, what the government did is came in and said, listen, just go ahead and shut down your business. We'll pay for your time off and then some. And then when you reopen, what you don't know yet, but you will when you reopen your doors, then we're going to begin to dictate as to what you do with those customers that come inside of your door. And if you think that's far-fetched, friends, just talk to Mrs. Gretchen Whitmire, Mrs. Jezebel from the state of Michigan, the said governor there. She's the one that told businesses that if they don't follow my dictates, in so many words, she said, literally, don't let them buy or sell. Put that up against Revelation 13:17. Because we're in it right now, friends. We are in it right now. Okay? So I want to end this really quick with this. With a question. Since when did the CDC receive delegated authority? Again, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. But when did the CDC receive delegated authority from we the people to implement authority that has never been given to them by we the people? Can somebody answer? Maybe Dale can. Here, I'm going to see if Dale from Idaho. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dale. I appreciate your phone call. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Hanging in there. watching all the craziness.
Mm.
CDC has no power given by the people. Neither does this.
Thank you.
Impromptu president or any of the rest of the people in Washington who think there are now our supreme leaders when they're not. But, you know, the thing is, as Christians, and I kind of typed this in there, we're not to bury our head in the sand and wait for Christ to come. We're supposed to occupy until he does.
Amen.
And so it's our responsibility to keep preaching, keep telling the truth, keep standing up, and never submit to this illegitimate garbage that's going on.
Amen. Dale, where have you been? Man, maybe I need a show host like you. You need a job? I mean, praise God. But it's exactly
right.
You
know what? We've been in contact before and sent you a couple of things. I'm primarily a writer. That's what I do. And some circumstances happened in my life. God has me out here on the road right now. And hopefully that won't last forever. But I'm staying in contact with you, brother.
Amen.
Because we don't need to be hiding. And that's the problem.
Right.
The church today is falling apart. You've got wolves in sheep's clothing in the pulpit. You've got weak leaders in the church trying to give some drippy message of the gospel that doesn't exist. And, you know, if we're not living in the last days, then I'm going to eat my left shoe.
I'm with you. I totally appreciate your phone call. And, Dale, do call in because we need more callers like you because people are encouraged when they hear guys like you, Dale, that you're out there. And I want to tell you something, friends. I live and breathe people like this around our circle. I'm talking about my friends, my associates. And it was King David that said, I'm a companion of all them that fear you, Lord, and of them that keep thy precepts. And here we have a guy calling in from Idaho telling you the same thing, friends. You need to be encouraged as to stand up and speak out, because if not, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And if you think that's a game, look at history. Read Amos 6:3, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm saying. To bring this to a consummation, friends, let's go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I started this little piece off with the CDC offers freedom back to the people. Again, I'm here to tell you it's not theirs to give or to take. And why is that, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Because our rights don't come from the CDC. Our rights do not come from the state. Just for the record. Right? They come from God. Our rights come from God. And we, the people, the government in this country, read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, then entrust through delegation a said representative government. We do not, listen to me carefully, have leaders in this country that are incarnate in any sense of the word. Okay? Our leader is no king but King Jesus, period. We're established on common law. And again, our rights come from God. We establish delegated authority to our said representatives. And when you take that to the Declaration of Independence, what does it say? Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So they're only doing whatever you let them get away with. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're back. I think that may have been my mistake because I have my faithful little son that came down right away and said there is no sound going on. And I have my friend Diana in Illinois that was telling me the same thing. And it happened to be one of the buttons over here on OBS, which means that's how I project myself onto social media platforms. My bad. Do forgive me. Plenty of information. The good thing is I have all the information up online. You can go ahead and watch it. If you can't hear me, you can still kind of get the idea as to what I'm sharing with the people. I was just talking about how the CDC offers freedom back to the people, and it's not theirs to give. Friends, it's not theirs to give. When you go to Amos 6:3, just bringing it out of the book in living colors, King James Bible tells us in Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day, you say it's never going to come to your front door and cause the seed of violence to come near. Okay. If you don't want to deal with corruption, rest assured the seed of violence will be coming near to a city near you. There is no in between. There is no in between. There is no in betweenites. There's no middle of the way, friends. And I've shared with the American people a gazillion times, either you deal with corrupt politicians or else they're going to deal with you. They're going to continuously strip your rights away from you. Health Impact News. Listen to this, friends. I'm embarrassed for this guy. I really am. Corrupt as corrupt can be. California Senator Dr. Richard Pan, anointed by Big Pharma Media to start domestic terrorist campaign against those who refuse the experimental COVID vaccines. Folks, mask off. This is the accuser of the brethren through his little compromised devils. Revelation 12:10. Read it when you get a moment, okay? Accuse the others of what you're guilty of. This is like, again, let me just remind the new listeners, Bill Gates comes out, says he wants to depopulate the world. We played the audio and the video several times, right? For the most part, people didn't know that his dad is on the board of Planned Parenthood when he was alive, right? His dad said that he gets his ideologies from that of Planned Parenthood. He wants to lower the planet's population, this devil does, Bill Gates. And then what he does is when you don't take his vaccination, he is, in fact, the one setting the narrative. And if you don't take his vaccination, he wants to say that anti-vaxxers are the ones responsible for killing children. When, in fact, if you just pull the curtain back just a little bit, you'll find out that he is responsible for murdering children. Over and over and over again. Okay. Along with his daddy. 60 million times. And he wants to accuse people of being domestic terrorists if we don't take his vaccination. Which, by the way, again, for those that did not know, just look up, go ahead and Google Luciferus-Luciferin. Okay. And what you're going to find is back in March, both Billy Bob and Melinda Gates, bought a patent to something that partakes with the DNA of vaccinations, okay? I want you to understand that you're being lied to. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm getting an emergency on my phone right now. I wonder what's going on here. Oh, my goodness, friends. You just get to the point where it's just like, you know what? I'm going to stand up. I've got nothing to lose but everything to gain. If I lose my life in the process of doing so, then so be it. Then so be it, friends. But I do want to say that nothing weird would happen in the process of doing that. I also want to say that I am for a reformation, not for a revolution. If you want to look at the revolutionaries, look at those with the haircuts and go ahead and look at those with the nice little suits on. Matter of fact, what comes to my aid right now is another thought, Mr. Saul Alinsky, and he talked about suits and revolutionaries. And I want to pull this up for you so you can understand what I'm saying here. Let me go ahead and pull up the image really quick, and I will let you see this. Do you see this right here? It says, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Guess what, friends? They're already within, and you know they're already within. And what I'm here to do today is to remind you that either you deal with corrupt politicians the 150,000th time, or else they are going to continuously attack you. These are the revolutionaries. Not the guy with long hair, 6'5", massive, says my wife. And I'm totally playing, but I am being funny. I'm humoring myself right now because what I have to deliver to you once again. But the fact of the matter is, friends, not the guy that looks like the radical. No, the one that doesn't look like the radical, they are the radicals. I mean, you look at Obama, you look at the Clintons, you look at the Trumps, you look at the current administration who's there by fraud, and we all know it, but we're just pretending right now, and we're submitting to it once again. Or are you Americans? Or are you Americans, patriots? Are you? Oh, my goodness. Health Impact News says California Senator Richard Pan. Here, let me show you a picture of him. There's Mr. Pan right there. He's a liar. He's a criminal. And he's the one pushing forth new vaccination legislation. There is no such thing, just for the record. Okay. Love to get this guy on the radio, and you know as well as I do, he dares not do that because it's a different language we're speaking. One being lawful and American, and another one being foreign and unlawful, okay? But he wants to come up with a domestic terrorist campaign against those that refuse the experimental COVID vaccines. Do you see what happens when you let these people do what they want to do? They're doing it. Okay? Mr. Brian Shihavy, the editor from Health Impact News, by the way, you guys do a great job over there, he said, and so it begins. He said, those of us who have been exposing the corruption in big pharma, and especially in the vaccine industry for more than a decade now, knew that this day was coming. He said it's been coming for a long time now, but the COVID pandemic has shifted medical tyranny into high gear. Why? Because they're getting desperate and they're getting afraid. Primarily because this time around the masses have complied with the medical tyrants, as I said, and so far voluntarily surrendered their rights all in the name of public safety. And if you are one of them, you do not deserve the freedoms in which you have, just for the record. This isn't about being defiant, friends. This is about being obedient. And when we're standing in obedience to God and man, according to the Word of God and the Constitution, it shows you those that are being disobedient, and it's not us. Okay? The fruit shows you that. Matthew 7:16. Very soon now, the supply of experimental COVID vaccines will exceed the demand for those that have been lining up and begging to be injected with who knows what to fight the unseen enemy. Interesting. He's using the same vernacular. The dreaded coronavirus, and then it will be time to deal with the vaccine resistant, who are perceived as a threat to public health. No, this is the way that the powers that are tolerated will weed out the people that are not going to go along and be corralled into a new government system. That's what this is about. He goes on, and who else should Big Pharma and their media anoint to start this new campaign but California Senator Dr. Richard Pan? Richard Pan is a pediatrician turned out politician who has spearheaded California's descent into medical tyranny since 2015 when he wrote Bill SB 277 to remove all religious exemptions to childhood vaccines in the state of California. Why do you think that there's religious exemptions in every state and in place in every state of our union? Because it doesn't jive with scripture, friends. It opposes scripture. Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Read it when you get a moment, okay? Jesus Christ is our healer if need be. Going on, Richard Pan, a pediatrician turned politician who wrote the bill SB 277, is to remove all religious exemptions to childhood vaccines in the state of California despite widespread public opposition by parents, doctors, lawyers, and educators. You need to understand they're acting in the fashion in which they are as a criminal element. And if you think criminals are going to take themselves and judge themselves accordingly, you're sadly mistaken. That's what the church is here for. That's what law enforcement is here for. And see, the problem that we have is too many people that are in government capacity or incumbency, they swear to uphold the Constitution. They want to sit back and just say that they're doing their job when they're violating people that are innocent. No, if you want to do your job in California, turn around and deal with California Senator Dr. Richard Pan, because as I've said and I say again, until the American people bring that message that we will not tolerate your crimes and actually prosecute them after they're impeached, nothing's going to change. And here you have a handful of people dictating the lives of over 7 million, let's just say in the Los Angeles County area, that refuse to stand up and deal with the corrupt. So what do you say to a people that sit back and allow these people to do the things that they want to do? I can tell you, you deserve what you've got coming, because you can rest assured it's coming. If you want to just pretend that this is not what it's all about, friends, I've shown you a gazillion times. A gazillion times, friends. I like that word. I'm just having fun with that word. Now what are you going to do with it? You have the information. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.